State Senator Fred Baldwin from District 14 joining us now live over the phone this morning. Hey, Senator, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
No problem, Duke. Good morning to you.
Hey, we wanted to touch base after the IRP meeting was held yesterday, with that public meeting with the investigation into the IRP, and just get a summary on how things went. And I did see some pictures of that. I wasn't able to attend, but it looked like there was a really good turnout yesterday for that.
Yeah, there were a little over 200 people there. All the seats were full, and there were people standing along all the walls, so it was an exceptional turnout. It was scheduled for 3 hours, actually went around 4 hours. I went to about 7:40. So very good turnout, very diverse group of people from across not just this county, but there were people from Evanston, people from Rock Springs, Colkville, Star Valley, Kemmer, Diamondville. So it was good turnout in a very broad range of people.
Well, it just goes to show the reach of the impact that this could potentially have with Rocky Mountain Power and the proposed, you know, the planned closure of Naughton and power plants. It's not just, I mean, the biggest impact, of course, going to be in Kemmer, but it's not just Kemmer. This is a big deal throughout all of western, southwestern Wyoming.
Right, and that statement was made more than once last night. Although Kemmer and Diamondville are closer to spearhead this thing because it's here in our backyard, statements made. It's not really just a Kemmer Diamondville issue. And it's not even just a Wyoming issue. But it is a big Wyoming issue, and it's actually a nationwide issue. But certainly it's not just a Kemmer Diamondville issue. It affects a lot of people in a lot of places.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live this morning. So, Senator, what went on in those 4 hours last night? Maybe if you could just provide us a couple highlights and maybe some of your takeaways from that meeting.
Yeah, the big thing was initially Rocky Mountain Power gave an overview what the IRP process consisted of and how they came to the conclusions and how they came to the decisions they did. That took up the first part of the meeting. And then the Public Service Commission just opened it to a public commentary. Now, it wasn't a question and answer. It was just public commentary. So there were no answers given. There were a lot of questions asked for the Public Service Commission to take back home. But in general, it was just mostly commentary. And it was quite a broad range, as you might imagine. One of the big things that came out of it, I think somebody said, that we're not talking just numbers here. A lot of this gets thrown around in numbers and billions of dollars that they're trying to save through the IRP, et cetera. But this is a people issue. Because when you look who was there, they had all the miners stand up at one point, and that was a large group of the audience. It affects all of them. Of course, through them, it affects the schools. It affects, the hospitals, the grocery stores. It affects everybody. And so that was one of the big points that was pushed, is that this is really a people issue, not just a number and a money issue. So that was one of the issues. There was a lot of discussion about wind and solar, of course, which seemed to be the pushing driver behind all of this, because according to the IRP, that would be much more cost effective. And according to Rocky Mountain Power, that they feel like they can save the consumers money in the end. Whether that's true or not, that wasn't, given out, but that's the key. And there's a lot of anti-solar and anti-wind and talk about how the battery technology is not there for storage yet. A lot of those kind of comments is what I expected. Other than that, they talked an awful lot about wind and solar. There was a question made, why are we shutting down an award-winning and one of the most efficient power plants in the nation, which it is. Why are we shutting that down and why are we moving ahead? And then another big question that came up was, what is the reliability of green energy or solar or wind? We know that power plant, when we need it, it's there. It's running full bore. There was a question about reliability of wind and solar. And I say there were no answers last night over all these questions that were made. And then one large presentation was made by a gentleman from out of town about his dealings with Rocky Mountain Power and the troubles that he's had. And essentially, beware when you're dealing with Rocky Mountain Power, because he didn't trust them, and he was conveying that maybe we all shouldn't trust them. But that was a general overall feeling of the meeting, is why are we going to solar and wind when they're not a proven entity? And look at what you're affecting. You're affecting an awful lot of people and a lot of communities and a lot of lifestyles that have been here for over 50 or 60 or in some cases even longer.
Senator, where it was a situation where it was just questions and not answers, just public comment, do you feel like this will have an impact on the IRP? What was your impression from Rocky Mountain Power coming away from this meeting? Do you think it was effective for them? Are they going to take this back and have further discussions on their plan? Or was this more of just a publicity stunt, for lack of a better word, to show a public face?
you know, it renewed. The thing is, this wasn't put on by Rocky Mountain Power. This was put on by the Public Service Commission. This was actually a hearing. And a lot of people talked about our own Senator Dockstader, Senate File 159, which, of course, requires the power plant to seek out another buyer rather than just close down. And there's a lot of discussion what a good thing that is. And I think that that's what pushed this to come about. The Public Service Commission said, hey, we need to take a look at this, find out this IRP is appropriate and if they're doing the right thing. The IRP process, as it was explained, is a 20-year outlook, but every 2 years, or frankly, continually they're going through a cycle, but every 2 years they look at that IRP and they make adjustments in the IRP. You know, if, for instance, if the price of natural gas changed or if the price of oil changed or coal, et cetera. So it really, this wasn't put on by Rocky Mountain Power at all. This was the Public Service Commission, and there were no, it was question and answer, but there were no answers given to the questions. That was something for the commission to take back and to do some investigation into those questions to see if they were legitimate questions. You know, people questioning, for instance, battery technology, et cetera. But mostly this was an opportunity for the public to come out and provide their input for the Public Service Commission when they go do this and talk about it and take it back in this for this hearing, that they've got some information, perhaps some evidence. Whether it affects Rocky Mountain Power's IRP, probably not, but it may affect how the Public Service Commission deals with that IRP, whether they accept, you know, accept what has been submitted to them or not.
Senator Fred Baldwin with us this morning. So one final question for you, Senator, is what's the next step now? The public has gone to this. What can those that are going to be affected do at this point now? What's next?
You know, I think after all the meetings we've had, we've done the big poll and done the big push. One of the things that was mentioned last night is this is only a generalized meeting. If and when a power plant or a unit is scheduled to be shut down, that's an individual hearing, and there will be a separate hearing just like this one, but just concerning that specific unit. This was a generalized thing about the whole IRP. But if and when they come to that shutdown time, they would then have another a Public Service Commission hearing about that specific one. So what generally has to happen is the public's got to keep their eyes open for notices of meetings, et cetera, because there will be more meetings. There will be more public, no more public comment accepted. And mostly it's just a chance to pay attention. The other thing was is written comments will be accepted to the Public Service Commission. I believe they said through April. So that's another venue that people can submit their thoughts and their feelings and complaints, et cetera. And they'll take that into consideration as well.
All right. Senator Fred Baldwin, thank you so much for your time. Anything else on the meeting last night or the next steps that you wanted to mention today?
No, I think it's a long road ahead of us. I think the world is changing, and it's not going to be an easy time for any of us. But I think this at least constitutes taking a harder look at what we're doing and making sure we're not jumping into something that we don't want to be in. But the world is changing, and these are going to be hard changes. Just hopefully we can get through these changes as painlessly and as without affecting any more people than necessary. And hopefully we can get through this and, you know, protect our communities and protect our state.
Senator Fred Baldwin, District 14, this morning with us live on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.